Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson from the Order for Evening Prayer from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These reflections are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd Reformed Episcopal Church in Tyler, Texas.
Today is Thursday of Easter week. The lesson is taken from the Gospel according to St. John, 20th chapter, verses 24 through 31.
But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hand the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. John 20:29. That's us. We have not seen Jesus Christ in the flesh, and yet we believe. If this is true for you today, then you are blessed, Jesus says. And yet how often are we like St. Thomas after all? How often have we witnessed the testimony of Jesus Christ in our lives, and yet seem unable to see him? How often do we believe, and yet we don't believe? How can we learn from St. Thomas today? I wish it were as easy as having Jesus appear before each of us and allowing us to see the mark of the nails in his flesh and to thrust our hands into his sides. Of course, having such direct testimony wouldn't require as much faith. Still, I'd like to be able to do it. And yet Jesus himself says that we are blessed if we believe without having seen in this way. Having the Holy Spirit in a way that Thomas did not yet have, desiring faith and yet desiring to see him and yet having him be in heaven, how can we see him and yet have faith? Can we have the blessing of Thomas without doubting like Thomas? What if we were able to see the marks of the nails in the crucifixion and able to put our hands into his body? I think we can, but it requires faith. What if we saw Thomas's request not in terms of the physical body of Christ, now at the right hand of the Father, but in terms of his body here on earth, the Church? Suddenly, marvelous possibilities for faith and blessing manifest themselves to us. First, there is Jesus Christ on the altar during every Lord's Supper. Do you see him? No, he's not spread out like a patient etherized upon a table, but I swear that he's there. When we presume to come to the Lord in his sacred supper, do we have faith that he's really there? Do we see him offering himself to us, or only a human who politely asks us to try and remember Jesus? Is it Jesus of whom we are partaking, or is it only bread and wine, or grape juice and crackers? Maybe there's a reason that the priest or elder gives us the bread and wine, rather than presuming to take it. Maybe that reason is because Jesus Christ is acting through the priest or pastor. Isn't the whole idea of the Church that Jesus Christ is truly present in us to do his will and speak his word? Is this so strange to us? Do we not in other parts of our Christian life believe that it is Jesus Christ acting through us? Then why do we come to the Lord's Supper of all places and all times? Why then do we suddenly become agnostic or atheistic? The Lord who had the nails pounded into his flesh and the spear thrust into his side is there at the table, I tell you. He's there on his altar, not being sacrificed again, but offering and representing the one full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice once offered. By eating his body and drinking his blood, we believe though we have not seen, and thus receive his blessing. But what is true specifically for the sacrament of the Holy Communion is true generally for the life of the Church. See Erlinson's Special and General Theories of Sacramentality from a previous Give Us This Day. What if we saw the nails and put our hands in his body by seeing him in his Church? Do you not see a suffering Church today, a suffering Jesus Christ? If you look at all of him, you will see this suffering in the persecuted church. "Why do you persecute me?" Jesus still says. But you will also see and feel him in the suffering present in your local body of Christ. There are suffering servants of the Lord in your midst, and their suffering is showing forth Christ to you. They are walking, talking reminders of the tragedy of sin and its ravages in our lives. And those who are enduring their suffering patiently, as if they are the sufferings of Christ, are speaking to you of a glory that awaits those united to him in his suffering. But, having come to the body of Christ with its nail prints and torn side, we are squeamish about putting our hands in him to touch this suffering. We prefer to stay safely outside, as if by so doing we can avoid it. But by separating the suffering in our lives and the lives of others from our lives in Christ, we are in actuality preventing ourselves from fully seeing him. We must therefore embrace the suffering, not as a good thing in and of itself, but as a means of embracing the one who suffered for us and who sacrificed himself for us. There is still more to see, however. The Jesus who Thomas saw, marked hands and open side and all, was not only wounded and dead, but is now also alive. Those marks are not just the marks of a suffering church and suffering Christians, but also marks of the resurrection from the dead and ultimate deliverance from this same suffering. For though we don't see him in all of his glory now, and though we aren't all healed from all of our suffering, every point of suffering in the lives of the saints and every death is now a reminder of the one who has triumphed over all suffering and death. Even in this life, we have all witnessed in the resurrected Lord complete with the signs of his suffering and death. After the suffering, and sometimes even through it, we see his mighty deliverance and healing in our lives. Suffering is therefore no longer just suffering, but also a blessing, because it leads us to the Lord. It is the hand of the one with the nail prints in his hands upon us, touching us, becoming one with us, and blessing us. And it is our suffering, nail-printed hands, which we along with Thomas put in his side, partaking of both his death and life, his suffering and his glory. Easter is partially Easter, because we have first experienced Good Friday. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed.
Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.